7 with the Grease Man. Oh, I just got a weird chill, a weird sensation up and down my spine. I don't know about you, but you believe in reincarnation? I was just glancing out the window at the traffic on Connecticut Avenue, and suddenly I flashed back to another time I lived in the Old West. Yes, in the 1800s, I think I was the first Yiddish lawman ever to hit the Wild West. My name was Irving Grease Manowitz, and I didn't carry guns in my holsters. I carried big jars of crab lach. I wore a 10-gallon yarmulke. And in the early morning, my mezuzah would glint in the light. My horse didn't gallop, he schlepped. And everywhere I schlepped on that horse, the townspeople would sing, "Ride, ride, 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 Irving." Ride, 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 Irving. Well, I was talking to Miss Kitty over at the dance hall. I said, "Miss Kitty, what's to eat?" She said, "Well, Chef, we got some black-eyed peas, some corn pone, some hominy, some buckeye steak." I said, "What? No potato knishes? What kind of joint you're running here? A man could starve to death. Here, let me have a little masa to nosh, would you, for crying out loud?" And so I got on my horse and rode back to my office. Ride, 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 Irving. Oh! Ride, 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 Irving. Well, I was there with Becky Lou when suddenly I heard a desperate hombre out in the street yelling, "Sheriff! You come on out here! You locked up my brother Luke! Now come out here and draw!" Becky Lou said, "Don't go, Sheriff." I said, "I gotta go. What? It's my job. What are you hawking with me here?" She said, "Kiss me before you go." I said, "No thanks, baby. If he kills me, I don't want to die with the kiss of a shiksa on my lips, if you don't mind." So I faced him there in the street. He was ready to slap leather. I reached into my holster and I pulled out a kosher salami and I threw it at his feet. I mean, that salami was vapor. It was like Jewish tear gas. The vapor from that salami hit his eyes. He started tearing. When his eyes teared, he couldn't see me. I walked over. I kicked him in the dungus. And I threw him in the jail. I said, "You're looking at 20 years. He said, "What can I do? Please, Sheriff." I said, "Maybe you do a community service that would help." He said, "What can I do?" I said, "Well, I noticed when you were showering there, you haven't had the operation that we're trying to get you goyim to have, that all of us have. There was a baby recently born without eyelids. And we're thinking that if you have the operation, we could use what we removed to make eyelids for the baby. It would mitigate your circumstances with the judge, and maybe he'd give you a break." And the guy said, "I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it." Well, we did the operation, and the transplant was made. But the criminal ended up doing 20 years anyway. Yeah. Well, the baby grew up cockeyed, you know?
Crazy. Of course he's crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.
He wanted to please her.